this case 7 POF with the Kenwood PS50 instruction manual and Kenwood TS440S instruction manual. Then 10/12/1987 for W9KRQ in Prescott Valley, Arizona. We'll do the PS50 power supply first. After unpacking, save the boxes and packing in event your unit needs to be transported for operation at a remote location, maintenance, or service. Introduction. The PS50 is a regulated DC supply designed to match the Kenwood transceivers and provide reliable fixed station operation. External output terminals, 16 amps maximum, for operation of additional equipment are also provided. Accessories. Check that the PS50 is supplied with the following accessories. 1. AC power cable. 1. 6 amp fuse. 1. 4 amp fuse. That's for the 220-240 volt version only. Warranty card, USA only. Instruction manual, one copy. Installation. Caution. Turn the power switch off before making any connections. 2. Do not carry the power supply with the bale. That is only to raise the front, to elevate the front. Connect AC power cable by plugging it into the jack on the upper side of the back panel towards the left, looking at it from the back. The far left-hand side of the back panel on the upper side is where the fuse goes. And just to the right of the AC power cord is the terminal strip for the external 16 amp 13.8 volt DC. That's a barrier strip. There's at the right hand and the left hand, far right hand and far left hand side are a screw, and those screws mount it to the panel. In between those two screws are the terminal screws. Looking at the power supply from the rear with that barrier strip at the top, in other words, the power supply right side up, the left hand terminal is the negative terminal, the right hand terminal is the positive terminal. Again, these are the two in the center, and the outermost screws being the ones that mount the terminal block to the back of the power supply. And at the far right hand side is the power cable with the DC out that goes to plug into your transceiver, PS440 or what have you. And the bale on the front of the unit, as I said earlier, is to raise the front up in the air to make it a little more compatible with the transceiver when you have the transceiver raised up in the air, to visually be able to see the front dial and make it more convenient to operate. The front panel, there is only one switch. It's in the upper left-hand corner. And when that switch is pushed in, it turns the power supply on. And when it's pushed again, the button comes out and the power supply is turned off. Just slightly above that and a little bit to the left is an LED indicator. It indicates when the power supply is on. Cautions. The PS50 will not operate if the output terminals are shorted. Before the PS50 power switch is turned on, make certain that the transceiver's power supply switch is turned off. Otherwise, current greater than 2 amps may flow into the transceiver if it is in a transmit mode. Secondly, the PS50 may not operate if switched on with the transceiver in transmit. because the protection circuit may operate. Turn the transceiver on after the PS50 is turned on. If the transceiver operates at high power in FSK mode, for instance, continuously for more than 1 hour, return to the receive mode for approximately 30 minutes to allow the PS50 to cool. The fuses will blow if the unit is overloaded. Allow a sufficient space behind the unit and install in a well-ventilated location. Do not place any objects on top of this unit. Use the heaviest and shortest DC power cable possible from the accessory terminals. If power cable length is excessive, the output voltage will drop, or induced RF energy may cause premature power supply protective shutdown. When connecting two or more transceivers to the unit or when using the supply for any other purposes, check that the total operating current is below the rated current limit. Maintenance. General information. Your PS50 has been factory adjusted and tested to specification before shipment. Under normal circumstances, it will operate in accordance with these operating instructions. If your power supply fails to work, contact the authorized dealer from which you purchased it for quick, reliable repair. All adjustments were preset at the factory and should only be readjusted by a qualified technician with proper test equipment. Attempting service or adjustment without factory authorization can void the power supply's warranty. Service. Should it ever become necessary to return the equipment for repair, pack it in its original box and packing, and include a full detailed description of the problems involved. You need not return accessory items unless they are directly related to the service problem. Note, when claiming warranty service, please include a photocopy of the bill of sale or the other proof of purchase showing the date of sale. 3. Ordering spare parts. When ordering replacement or spare parts for your equipment, be sure to include the following: model and serial number, schematic number of that part, printed circuit board number on which the part is located, part number and name if known, and quantity desired. 4. Fuse replacement. 4-1. The PS50 is equipped with a 6 amp AC fuse with a 120 volt version and a 20 amp DC fuse. If either or both blow, disconnect the power supply cable and check for the cause before replacing a defective fuse. Replacement fuses are available from your authorized Kenwood dealer. Caution, never use a fuse of higher rating. The unit is designed to deliver 13.8 volts at 20 amps DC. If at some future date the supply should require adjustment, consult your dealer. Changing the AC operating voltage to 220 or 240 volt version only. When changing an AC operating voltage, select the desired version with the selector switch located on the left side of this unit. In this case, the correct fuse must be installed. For the AC voltage of 120 volts, use a 6 amp fuse, and for the 220-240 volt version, use a 4 amp fuse. Note, before changing the AC operating voltage, always disconnect the AC power cable from the AC outlet. 2. 120 volt version cannot be switched. Specifications. 120, 220, 240, plus or minus 10%, 50 to 60 cycles. Power output current, 20 amps, continuous operation for 1 hour. Includes external output terminal. 16 amps, external output terminal. Output voltage regulation, plus or minus 7/10 of a volt at 120 volts AC, plus or minus 10% variation with a 16 amp load. plus or minus 7/10 of a volt at load current variation from 2 to 20 amps. Ripple voltage less than 20 millivolts RMS at 13.8 volts DC 20 amps. Power consumption approximately 500 watts plus or minus 10% at 13.8 volts DC 20 amps. Dimensions, including projections, 173 by 107 by 329 millimeters. Weight, approximately 7.2 kilograms. That's the end of the PS50 manual. Now we'll hit the TS440 manual. Thank you for purchasing the new TS440S transceiver. Please read this instruction manual carefully before placing your transceiver in service. This unit has been carefully engineered and manufactured to rigid quality standards and should give you satisfactory and dependable operation for many years. The following explicit definitions apply in this manual. Note, if disregarded, inconvenience only, no risk of equipment damage or personal injury. Caution, equipment damage may occur, but personal injury will not. This instruction manual covers the TS-440S with and without automatic antenna tuner. When there are differences in operation, separate instructions will be given for each model. Illustrations show the TS-440S with antenna tuning unit. Table of contents. 1. Features. 2. Installation. 2-1. Precautions. 2-2. Fixed station. 2-2-1. Interconnecting. 2-2-2. Grounding. 2-2-3. Antenna. 2-2-4. Key connection. 2-3. Mobile. 2-3-1. Mounting bracket installation. 2-3-2. Power supply connection. 3. Operation. 3-1. Operating controls. 3-1-1. Front panel. 3-1-2. Rear panel. 3-1-3. Top cover. 3-2. Receive. 3-2-1. Initial setting. 3-2-2. CW0 beat operation. 3-2-3. Direct keyboard frequency entry. 3-2-4, AM reception. 3-3, transmit. 3-3-1, single sideband, lower sideband, and upper sideband mode. 3-3-2, CW mode. A, semi-automatic break-in. B, full automatic break-in. 3-3-3, FM mode, subaudible tone. 3-3-4, AM mode. 3-4, automatic antenna tuner. 3-5, dual digital VFOs. 3-5-1, Y2 VFOs. 3-5-2, split frequency. A equals B switch. B, AB switch. C, split switch. D, T-F switch. 3-6, memory. 3-6-1, memory entry. 3-6-2, transferring memory information to the VFO. 3-6-3, transferring data between memory channels. 3-6-4, entering, transferring data in the split frequency channels. 3-6-5, clearing a memory channel. 3-6-6, memory recall. 3-7, scan. 3-7-1, memory scan. 3-7-2, program scan. 3-7-3, scan speed. 3-7-4, memory channel lockout. 3-8, AFSK. 3-8-1, reception. 3-8-2, transmit. 3-8-3, AMTOR operation. 3-9, operation with a linear amplifier. 4, circuit description. 4-1, general description. 4-2, transmitter section. 4-3, receiver section. 4-4, circuit board description. 4-4-1, RF unit. 4-4-2, IF unit. 4-4-3, control unit. 4-4-4, PL unit. 4-4-5, final unit. 4-4-6, filter unit. 4-4-7, AT, automatic antenna tuner unit. 5, maintenance and adjustment. 5-1, general information. 5-2, service. 5-3, cleaning. 5-4, in case of difficulty. 5-5, microprocessor backup lithium battery. 5-6, microprocessor reset. 5-7, ordering spare parts. 5-8, adjustments. 5-8-1, cover removal. 5-8-2, internal views. 5-8-3, digital display calibration. 5-8-4, operational 10 Hertz display resolution. 5-8-5, CW zero beat frequency selection. 5-8-6, side tone level. 5-8-7, beep tone selection.